Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico? I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Yeah, I'm on.
Seeing your the post on your Facebook today, I had to let that go. I had to do that.
I get them going there, don't I?
Oh, man. I don't even want to know what's going on in your little twisted little neighborhood.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. You name it, we got it going on.
Oh. How you doing, buddy?
Well, you'll never believe what I just did. I had to take some cough medicine. And I took about half of it down the wrong pipe. It's in my lungs right now.
Hey, as long as you didn't try to cough or sneeze or laugh or anything.
No, I'm good. I just may, I may sound a little fuzzy for a couple of minutes. I'm trying to breathe.
You know, nothing worse than trying to take a drink of something, and all of a sudden you sneeze, and it comes out your nose, and you know what I'm talking about.
See, I've never had the nose problem. You know, I've got a, you know, my son, he sometimes if he gets sick, sometimes he'll have it come out the nasal area. And I've never had the nasal issue. I don't even know how that works. I was never even able to hold my nose and blow pressure out my ears. I was never able to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured everybody on this planet at one point or the other had done the sneeze, coke out your nose.
No. You know, the first time I ever tried to blow pressure out my ears was my first plane ride. When I went into the United States Navy, I took a van from Fort Smith to Little Rock, and then I took a plane from Little Rock to St. Louis, and then from St. Louis to Chicago. And on the flight from Little Rock to St. Louis, my head felt like it was going to explode. I didn't know what was going on. And the guy next to me said, hey, you know, just hold your nose and blow out your ears. And I was like, what is this guy talking? I thought he was trying to kill me. So I tried it, and I couldn't do it. It was bad. I felt like my ears were going to blow up.
Nasty thing.
Yeah, that ear, nose, and throat thing. I've never been able to make that whole connection, you know?
Really? Well, we got good news today, even though he's still in jail.
Aaron Hernandez.
Well, no, not him.
Oh, Brandon Barber.
No. Well, yeah, him too. Freaking
shoot,
loser.
Let's see. Still in jail, still. Otis, the town drunk from Mayberry.
No, not Otis, the town drunk. Got the right letter, but got the right first letter.
Let's see. O'Reilly. Is that it?
No.
Oh.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, O.J. Did he get? Did they let him out on parole?
Well, they granted him parole on some of the charges, not all the charges. So he's still in jail for some of the other charges. But if things work out, he could be getting out altogether.
Guess what I found out about the state of Oklahoma?
Uh-oh.
A life sentence is only 45 years. Did you know that?
Do what?
A life sentence in the state of Oklahoma is only 45 years.
Well, that needs to change.
And all you have to serve of that is 85%.
That needs to change.
So I could do something crazy and get out and still have enough time to live the rest of my life. Not that I'm going to. It's not an option. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That needs to change. I don't like that.
Yes, it does. Life sentence should be good until death.
I agree.
There should be. You can't outlive a life sentence. How do you outlive a life sentence?
Don't ask me, Bubba. Don't ask me.
So I was griping about name droppers, and a buddy of mine said, "I'm not gonna name drop.
I'm not gonna say your name anymore, okay?"
A buddy of mine said, "You know who else hates name droppers? My friend Nicolas Cage." And then another guy said, "I only drop names when it's relevant." I was telling my good friend Bruce Campbell that just the other day. They're name dropping. It's a joke. Give me a rim shot. Who's got the rim shot?
I'm too tired.
Man, you're in the wrong business if you're tired, Broham.
I just got off the golf course. Leave me alone.
Oh, Lottie, freaking da. Looks like we got a writer over there, Dad. Is that Bill Shakespeare?
Oh, hush. What do we got going in news?
Hey. Well, I got news. I've been keeping up with Colin Bobrink, and I'm going to tag him here in just a second. That may seem like a name drop, but I'm going to tag him here in just a minute with a link to the next show.
Let's put it into this name dropping crap right now. That is our job to talk about people. And
I'm talking about people who act like they know somebody.
Oh, well, I know you.
You know what I mean? No. I'm nobody. I had a female on my page that said something about, I know a guy in radio, and he's a name dropper. And I was like, it's hard to be talking about people for a living and not name drop. You know what I mean? I can't just say, we've got these 16 guys fighting on this upcoming card. You know, you can't say that. You got to name drop. But anyway, Colin Bobrink. I'm going to name drop Colin Bobrink right now, MMA. Border Wars 2 is coming up, West Siloam Springs this weekend, August 3rd. Cassidy Gunneman is the one promoting that. Is that right?
Yes. Matter of fact, okay. we are working on getting Cassidy on the show a little bit later today.
Well, we need to get him. Is that who you were talking about yesterday?
Defend the event. No.
Oh, well, you were talking about getting somebody on. I didn't know.
I'm always talking to people about being on the show, so.
Well, here's what we got from Colin Bobrink. Colin is he's dropping weight. He's cutting as we speak. He put something up on Facebook today that I shared. He said, guys, if you can make it, please come support me. I'll be fighting August 3rd, West Siloam Springs, Cherokee Casino. He'll be fighting at 170. He said, come out and support your boy. Better see some back home faces since this is Border Wars and I'm representing Arkansas against Oklahoma. I need some fans. Get there. And so he tagged a bunch of us, and you know, unfortunately, I'm on the Oklahoma side, but that doesn't mean anything. I would be there to support Colin. I would also be there to support Will Walker. But you know, as we've talked about 500 times, I can't go to TCW this weekend. I can't go to Border Wars this weekend. I can't go to Cage Warrior Combat 6 in Washington this weekend, and I can't go to UFC 163. Isn't that this weekend?
Yeah, and that's in Brazil, and dog and darn it.
Yeah, I think that is coming up. I think that's this weekend, UFC 163. WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans, Louisiana. I didn't pronounce Louisiana correctly. It's how do you say it?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Yeah, Saturday, August 3rd. We got 3 days,
hey,
4 hours.
We can call Paula Deen. She's not doing anything.
I'm going to stay away from that Paula Deen, I'll tell you.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Not someone I would like to associate myself with at this point in my career.
Okay.
Sir, you need to calm down.
I'm fine.
I'm in rare form, dude. I'm kidless. I haven't been kidless in forever.
Where's the hookers?
I don't have to pay for that kind of stuff. Okay. I've got options. Looking at the news, headed into the news today.
Going into the newsroom.
I'm sorry. That was just a segue.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I got some interesting news for you. I know that you're a Bible believing man, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I go to church.
A 3,000 year old earthenware jug dating back to the time of King David has stumped archaeologists until now, and a fresh translation may have profound ramifications for our understanding of the Bible. Experts are saying that they had suspected that the fragmentary inscription was written in the language of the Canaanites, a biblical people who lived in the present-day Israel. Not so, says one expert who claims to have cracked the code. The mysterious language is actually the oldest form of written Hebrew, placing the ancient Israelites in Jerusalem earlier than previously believed.
Wow. Really?
Wonder what this could mean.
I don't know.
Wonder.
Could stir up the pot.
It could. I don't know. The older I get, the more I start to question everything. I don't even know. Have no idea. That's got nothing to do with sports, but folks, we're on the same track here.
There we go.
Hey, have you seen this rumor about the cure for cancer?
No.
I got to admit, I've got nothing in sports today. I'm fixing to do some research.
Okay.
It's the great paradox of cancer
to have
treatment
stuff. So we're good.
High doses of chemotherapy can effectively kill cancer cells, but too much radiation can ultimately kill the patient before the tumor. However, a new study claims to have found a way to keep patients healthy and alive while administering high doses of chemotherapy, a finding that could revolutionize cancer treatments. The key to the cancer cure? The intestines.
Wow.
The intestines. In a paper published in the journal Nature, scientists from the University of Michigan School of Dentistry detailed the significance of a healthy gastrointestinal tract, GI tract for the short, for patients undergoing chemo and radiation therapy. They explained that if the GI tract remains healthy and functions properly, a cancer patient's chances of survival could increase exponentially. Now, this is a big deal for people like me, who have pretty much lost their entire family to cancer. I don't know about the rest of people out there, but, you know, my mom, she lost her dad to esophageal cancer. She lost her mom and her brother both within a year of each other to pancreatic cancer, the same exact thing. I mean, it's all over the place. The cancer's everywhere. So, you know, this could be something that people want to look into. They found the easiest way to stimulate is through intestinal stem cells. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, and I know this is a political thing, but Clint Davis is a proponent of stem cell research. So yeah. I think it could help a lot of people out.
And I agree with stem cell research. Because I guarantee if we had stem cell research 10, 50, when they first started talking about it, if they'd approved stem cell research back when they first discovered that it worked, Christopher Reeve would still be alive.
Yes,
and
Superman would still be here.
And walking.
I just found out that the name of the horse that broke Christopher Reeve's neck was called Doomsday.
Wow.
That's a lie. I'm totally lying about that.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, Doomsday killed Superman.
Yeah.
Hey, let me throw something at you. AFC-NFC format gone in 2014. The NFL is overhauling the Pro Bowl, eliminating the AFC-NFC format in favor of captains picking 43 players per team regardless of conference.
You hear me yawning over here, don't you?
No, I do. In addition, kickoffs will be eliminated from the game as a safety measure. One of several changes to the game, a coin toss will determine which squad gets the game's opening possession. You know, this is what we did in junior high. We didn't have a kickoff in junior high. We flipped a coin, we put the ball at the 35, and we played ball. That's what the Pro Bowl is turning into. It's the two coolest kids in school get to stand on opposite sides of the referee, and they get to pick who they want. Guess who the last one picked will be?
Me.
All right, it'll be Greg Squirrel. But still, somebody's going to be upset.
Oh, well, yeah.
The ball will be placed at the 25-yard line at the start of the game and after scoring play. Since there will be no kickoffs, the kick return specialist Pro Bowl roster spot will be replaced with an additional defensive back spot. The loss of a kick returner Pro Bowl spot angered Oakland Raiders returner Josh Cribbs. Man, we all know Josh Cribbs. He was on an episode of The League. I don't know if you watch The League on FX. It's about fantasy football. If you don't, you need to watch it. He said in a link from his Twitter page that the game was now tainted. He said, I'm glad I made the Pro Bowl when I did, doing what I love to do and being the best at it. So here's some other changes. I'm going to read you some other changes to the Pro Bowl. I don't need a drum roll for this, but ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now joining in, my name is Clint Davis. On the line here with me, probably on Skype, is Greg Squirrel, the host and the owner of the Greg Squirrel Show. And we're talking about the changes to the Pro Bowl game here in the NFL. Among the other changes, a two-minute warning will be added to the first and third quarters, in addition to traditional rule in the second and fourth. Possessions also will change hands after each quarter. Now, how sick is this? Defenses will be allowed to play cover two and press coverage. In the past, only man coverage has been allowed, except for goal line situations. Change number three. Changes will be made to the game clock during two-minute warnings, with the clock stopping if the offense doesn't gain at least 1 yard in order to encourage offenses to try to gain yardage at the end of each quarter. Seriously. Fourth change number four. In addition, the clock will start after an incomplete pass on the signal of the game referee, except during two-minute warnings and the final 5 minutes of the game. So instead of an incomplete pass, the clock stops. Now it's going to stop, and then the referee can go, all right, start it again. We got two left. Change number five, the game will use a 35-second, 25-second play clock instead of the traditional 40-second, 25-second clock. Last change, also the game clock will not stop on sacks of the quarterback outside of the game's final 2 minutes. And there you have it, folks. The kinder, gentler NFL Pro Bowl.
Yes. I'm sorry. I fell asleep.
The Pro Bowl draft will be held January 22nd next year, and the game will be played January 26th at Aloha Stadium in Honolulu.
What else can they do to turn this into the female body part football league?
Yes, I get what you're saying. No, they should just get away with it. Do away with it. They need to do away with the Pro Bowl and act like it just never even happened. Hey, in other news, Harry Carey here. John Wall gets an $80 million extension. The Wizards have signed point guard John Wall to a 5-year contract extension worth $80 million. This guy hasn't even played. He's getting $80 million for another 5 years. Supposed to be signed by August 1st. That's tomorrow, my mom and dad's 37th wedding anniversary. I'm sure we'll talk about that later. Happy anniversary, you guys.
Happy birthday to you.
I don't know if it's anybody's birthday yet.
Oh, happy anniversary to
you.
I'm sure we can fit it in there somewhere.
John Wall had been eligible to sign an extension until October 31st, so he had until Halloween. He would have become a restricted free agent without a deal by that deadline on July 1st, 2014. And if you know anything about restricted free agents, you don't want anything to do with them.
Right. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. The chat room is up and running. You can get me on Twitter at ringannouncer1 or at ringannouncersomething.com.
At ringannouncer1 on Twitter.
ring announcer one on Twitter. I knew it was
Squirrel, I want you to know something. I want you to know a couple of things that I've done on your blog talk or radio account. No, I fixed a couple of things. Number one, I went and put your Twitter handle in on your account settings. That way, now when you hit that share button that hey, I'm broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio, it goes to Twitter. It goes to Twitter and Facebook now.
Sweet. Thank you, Bubba.
I also went in and changed yesterday's episode to the featured episode because the last one that was featured was from 2 weeks ago when I hosted. So we're up to date. Yeah, I got your back, man, always.
Well, I appreciate that. You always got
no problem. At Ring Announcer One, folks. At Ring Announcer
One.
The number one. And I am at number one, at one Clint Davis on Twitter. If you want to find me, that's fine. I'm that sexy beast with the American flag behind me.
Hey, speaking of sexy beast with American flags, have you seen Megan?
Megan Goodwin?
No. Oh. I am reposting a story on Facebook right now. Check this out. I'm going to pull up the full story on this young lady. She is an Arizona Cardinals cheerleader.
Really?
But when she's not being a cheerleader, hold on, let me mute that. When she's not being an Arizona Cardinal cheerleader, she is leading 150 soldiers as a company commander for the United States freaking Army. Hoo-yah!
Well, that's impressive.
Yes. She's fine.
Fine like wine. Hey, I've got something I need to play for you. It's about 31 seconds long, but I'm going to have to do this, okay? Can you bear with me?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Let me.
It's not that bad sex tape, is it?
No. I've got that under wraps. Listen in.
Guess what day it is?
I already played that at the beginning.
Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is?
What day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
I missed the first of the show because I was Skyping in. I guess I didn't catch it. I didn't hear it.
Yes, I had to. That's the tradition now. The hump day Wednesday camel is in the house every Wednesday for here until they tell me I can't play it no more. And then after some of the mishmash I heard saw on your Facebook post today with people fighting each other, I'm just like, why can't we just be friends?
I have no idea. It's one of those things that you just look at, you scratch your head, and then you fix your hair.
Boy, your little buddy Chris Gregory just got told off.
Look, I will defend Chris Gregory until the end of times. Chris Gregory has done absolutely nothing wrong and doesn't deserve to be talked to the way he's being talked to on Facebook.
Well,
and I mean, if you want, I'm not going to do it on your show. I'm not going to tell you who's doing it.
Well, no. No.
You have ties to these people. I'm not going to do that to you.
Oh, well.
Not gonna. I have more respect for you and your career than I do anything else.
Well, no, actually, Chris Gregory put on a post. Anybody need a pro heavyweight 220 or so? Jody Lights Out Lincecum needs to eat. And Jody Lincecum puts, I fight at 205. You male genitalia part.
Dick.
Yes.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Squirrel is not responsible for anything spoken out of the mouth of Clint Davis. Disclaimer.
No. Disclaimer.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. That was bad.
No, that's all right.
Dick Van Dyke was my favorite actor of all time. I mean, he still is. He's still alive.
Is he?
Absolutely. Hey, there was a butt whipping that went on today in the world of baseball. Did you hear about this?
No.
Detroit and Washington.
Oh,
the Tigers have beat the pants off of the Nationals 11-1 Let me give you an interesting stat. Well, let's talk about baseball for just a second.
Okay, we're going to give baseball today.
The best record in Major League Baseball. I'll give you one guess as to who's got it right now.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Damn, you're good.
That's what she said.
No, no one has a win percentage over 600 except for the Pirates in the National League Central. They overtook the Cardinals. They're a game and a half ahead of the Cardinals. And they have a 604 win percentage at this point. So, yeah, they're doing great, man. My Yankees are 55-51. We're 8.5 games back out of the lead in the AL East. Tampa Bay's in first place. Boston's in second. We are 8 games back from the wild card. Now, I mean, that's unacceptable for me. But Tampa Bay and Boston are definitely going to go to the playoffs if they keep up doing what they're doing right now. The Atlanta Braves are up in the NL East by 10.5 games.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the difference between first and second place, 10.5 games.
Wow.
Pittsburgh is up by 1.5 on St. Louis, and the Dodgers are up by 3.5 games on Arizona. The AL West, Oakland is up by 5 games on Texas. That's first and second place. And Detroit is up in the American League Central. Detroit is up on Cleveland by 3 games. So, you know, it's rare that you see the White Sox in last place, but they are. And everyone's beloved Houston Astros, they're 35-70. They're 27
wow.
games back. 27 games out of first place.
Maybe moving to the American League wasn't such a great idea.
I mean, they did the same damn thing in the National League. I mean, yeah, they had their years where they, 2 years they went to the World Series, I think, or maybe a year. You know, Lance Berkman was hot. BGO was hot. Some of those other guys that are since long gone were on a roll back then. It's just not the same. It's not the same anymore. Never will be. The Houston Astros.
Oh, yeah.
I should become an Astros fan just because, you know.
Well, things aren't getting any easier for St. Louis. St. Louis announced today that they have placed starting catcher Yadier Molina and outfielder Shane Robinson on the 15-day disabled list.
I'm sorry, who was this?
St. Louis.
Molina's still with St. Louis?
Yeah, Yadi.
I mean, whatever you want to call him, I mean...
Yadier Molina, starting catcher, and outfielder Shane Robinson placed on the 15-day disabled list.
Molina's got like 8 brothers that play ball, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think they're kind of like Michael and Janet Jackson. You never saw them in the same place at the same time, so it kind of made you wonder if there was really 2 of them.
Hey, breaking news on Entertainment Tonight. Kim Kardashian just had a bowel movement.
And where are we going with this?
I'm just saying, that's what the country's interested in.
Oh, okay. And why does that grant precedence over St. Louis Cardinal baseball? Yeah, no, thank you very much.
I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, George Zimmerman had another run-in with the police.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Lock that man up.
George Zimmerman pulled over in Texas for speeding. George Zimmerman was stopped.
Jefferson.
Wheezy, I'm coming
George
to join you.
George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman was stopped this weekend in Forney, Texas.
Horny, Texas?
Forney.
There's an F in front of that, you say?
Yes. There's an F.
There's some F in there.
Anyway, he was given a warning. But he had the nerve. I would have given him a ticket, personally, because he had the nerve to ask the cop, do you know who I am?
Ooh. Yeah. I'm that guy that killed somebody and got away with it.
Yeah. According to the dash cam video on the police cruiser, He looks at the cop and he says, "Do you even know who I am?" The cop says, "No, sir, I don't watch TV."
Don't. How do you know he was on TV?
Because apparently, in somewhere, but it's been in the
busted
news.
Busted.
It's been in the. Hey, I'm just going by what the article says right here in front
of
me.
No, I mean the cop is busted. He knew exactly who he was because he does watch TV. Don't get so defensive, Greg Squirrel. I'm on your side.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bubba. Nobody. Hey, but I do got groupies now.
You do have one specific groupie.
I have one groupie. What happened between her and Hillbilly Heartthrob?
Hillbilly Heartthrob, Hillbilly Steve. Hillbilly Steve! Hillbilly Steve is a Muslim. He's a jihadist. And he doesn't really like America. I know his accent suggests that he would probably love the red states, but he doesn't. He was an opponent of George Bush, and it just turned out bad. You know, Amy is a Bible believer, and she can't roll with the jihadist.
Oh, okay.
Santino Morella posted the following update on Twitter today. Santino started. He started running hills in preparation for his return this September. He's hashtagging the word death meat. Now I thought that was my nickname. I've got references. He's hashtagging death meat, and I don't know what is going on here. Bellator. Bellator 97 is on tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show's going to be triple X for the next 30 minutes.
Death meat. And that's a true story, too. Bellator returns to Spike TV tonight for their Bellator 97 event. Now, here's the deal. I told a couple of ladies in particular today, I said, that a couple of them had texted me and said, "What are you doing tonight?" And I said, "I'm watching Bellator 97. And they were like, "Why the hell would you watch something from 1997? And I said, "Look, lady, don't ever text me again." Bellator 97 is on. Come on, she'll text me tomorrow morning. Bellator and TNA star King Mo is on the card tonight, fighting in the Bellator Light Heavyweight Tournament Finals against Jacob No. If Mo wins the fight, he'll earn a shot at the Bellator Light Heavyweight title. Now, that's on wrestling news because King Mo is part of TNA.
Right.
I really don't give a damn about King Mo. I want Jacob No to win this fight. I want him to fight for a title. And that's the end of that story. So,
But the caveman is on.
The caveman?
Yes. The caveman is on Bellator tonight. What's his name? Oh, crap.
I don't know nicknames Bellator fighters.
I can't remember, but he had the sweetest freaking entrance I had ever seen for an MMA fighter because, you know, his persona is the caveman. And he has the beard and it kind of looks like Daniel Bryan with that big old scraggly beard and stuff. But his last fight, he actually came out. He had somebody dressed up in an authentic-looking T-Rex costume.
David Rickles.
David Rickles, that's it. David the Cave, and his walkout music was "Walk the Dinosaur."
Oh, I remember that.
He's on Bellator tonight.
David Rickles is fighting Michael Chandler. David Rickles is 14-1. Michael Chandler is 11-0. So we're talking about guys with a lot of wins and almost no losses. I mean, David Rickles has one loss. The Caveman has one loss. This is going to be huge, man. It's coming from Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And it's going to be Rio Rancho. Rio. Hey, speaking of wrestling, I want to give a shout out to someone who is on my friends list on
Pat
Facebook.
Rose?
I am not. No, it's not Pat. Pat is an outstanding father. I don't know if anybody's ever talked about that, but he's one of those guys. Pat is just, he's always doing something with his son Camden, and almost every show, in fact, probably every show that he does on Set the Hook, it's always, Camden, I love you, buddy, and I'm coming home. I mean, Pat Rose is one of those guys you just wish. You know, I know you made a joke the other day and said, will you be my dad? But Pat Rose is one of them guys that, man, I mean, he should be everybody's dad. He's a good dad.
Good dads are hard to find. I mean,
good dads are very, very hard to find. They're few and far between. But there's somebody that I want to give a shout-out to. And this is a sad deal, some sad news that came out. Everybody knows Big Daddy V. Everybody knows Viscera, King Mabel.
Right.
Memphis wrestling personality Corey Macklin has reportedly died following a one-car accident on Interstate 55 in Panola County, Mississippi. The accident happened last night around 11 p.m., between 11 p.m. and midnight. They're still waiting on more details to come out. This is coming from eWrestlingNews.com, and
yes.
who reported this? Probably Ryan. Yeah, Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark said, on behalf of everyone here on the website, I would like to extend our condolences to the family and friends and fans of C-Mac. And Big Daddy V got on Facebook this morning. You know, he came down to Fort Smith. He was at a TCW show.
Yes.
And I got to meet this guy, one of the nicest, I'm telling you, dude, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life.
Oh, he rocks.
And one of, by far, one of the most talented professional wrestlers. You know, he was part of the Ministry of Darkness with The Undertaker, something he's very, very proud of, and should be, rightfully so. you know, but Corey Macklin apparently had been searching for somebody like Big Daddy V to put on the scene in Memphis, and he found him, and so you know, they went way back, and this is a tragic deal. You know, anytime there's multiple vehicles involved in an accident, it's tragic. But you know, when it's a one car accident, it just makes you think. You know, you can't help but think, what if something could have happened differently, and maybe this could have been avoided. But Corey Macklin passed away. Anybody involved with Memphis wrestling, even all that, Alan Steele, one of my personal heroes, got on Facebook this morning and mentioned that. And so, you know, anybody associated with wrestling in Memphis, and anybody who knew C-Mac, I mean, condolences. I mean, I don't know what else to say. This is a sad deal, and
oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, anytime somebody passes away unexpectedly, prematurely, you know, it's a sad deal. I mean, so.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So, there you go. So, anyway.
Phone lines are open, folks. 347-326-9073. I have shared this link on Facebook to the show. I even had a nurse tell me that she couldn't listen in today because she's still at work. You know, hopefully. Oh, really? I just read your message. Well,
yeah.
They're going to have a problem then. That's all I can say. You know what you know what I'm talking about. no telling who's doing it. Oh, no! Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yes.
Why would you be doing one and not the other?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now joining us, Greg Squirrel and I are not only having a phone conversation on Skype and on blogtalkradio.com and on the Greg Squirrel Show. We're also having a conversation on Facebook.
Yes.
We are able to talk and type, and the classes I used to teach, we called that talk and doc. Talking what? Wait, what? Doc? Document. That's what we were talking about. Ironically, yeah. that's has the same letters in it as Doc.
Yes.
Squirrel, tell us about what's going down in West Siloam Springs this weekend. Tell us
okay.
What's happening.
Well, you got Border Wars taking place. I'm going to be there doing the music for Cassidy. Cassidy called me up, says, "Hey, Greg, we'd love to have you come do the music."
Cassidy Gunneman.
He's going to be calling
very, very
in here.
Talented fighter.
He's going to be calling in here in a little while, hopefully. And Cassidy had originally asked me to ring announce this event, but at the time he asked me, I was already committed to another event. Well, that event ended up canceling out.
Get out of town. What event cancels?
And so I sent a message to Cassidy to let him know
was it available.
No, it wasn't Missouri.
Oh, okay. Texas?
Yes.
It was Texas?
Yes.
I thought it was T-shirt tux guy.
No. So anyway, at the time I got back to Cassidy, he had said, "Well, you know, we've already got somebody else, but we will keep you in mind for future shows." So then he got back in touch with me, and he said, "Hey, man, if you're still available, we need somebody to do music." I said, "Count me in."
Yeah, you bet.
So I will be roaming around, and I will have the tux on standby.
You might need it. Who is who's scheduled to be the ring announcer?
Doc.
Are you
XFI.
Kidding?
XFI's ring announcer.
Don't call him X. That means we're done and we're never coming back. He's a former
he's
been a former,
bad,
former
bad,
talent.
Bad pick of words. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all good. You know, you ring announcers, I don't know, man. I can't say enough about you guys. You guys do a job that not a lot of people can do, to be honest with you. I mean, there may be a lot of people who think, you know, that they can grab a microphone, put a tux on, and make it happen. But there's not a lot of people that can do that at all.
And you're right. There's a lot of people who think that they can do it, but then they don't realize the work that goes into getting ready for an event, getting the fighter information, making sure their names are pronounced right, making sure the name of their hometowns are pronounced right.
You know, we had Doc at Extreme Thriller back in, oh my gosh, what was that, October of last year. That was the last time we saw Doc with us. And cousin Doc Davis, for those of you guys who don't know who Doc Davis and Clint Davis are, Doc Davis is a comedian. You guys can find him on Facebook as well as me.
Yes, and me.
Be nice. You're killing me, Smalls.
Okay.
I'm being good. What are you talking about?
Well, that's not what she said, but you know.
Oh, that's right. She said I was a very, very bad boy. I want to give a big shout-out to Robert English, who will be facing Brandon Bledsoe for the lightweight championship on October 26th. He just liked my status about Bellator 97. Tonight on Spike TV, the lightweight and welterweight titles are on the line, 6 p.m. As soon as the Greg Squirrel Show goes off the air, put it on Channel 49 in Arkansas, in Fort Smith, I'm sorry. Actually, 2049 if you want to watch High Def. And, man, how about this? We had UFC on Fox 8, as weak as it was, and now we've got Bellator 97 on cable.
Right.
You know what I'm getting at here? I mean, this is not pay-per-view at all.
No.
We're getting to watch all kinds of live, fresh MMA, no reruns, UFC. and we're... Who is that?
Well, I had to bring this lady on because, as you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep, I'm always scouring YouTube and adult websites. And
is
I
Jenna Jameson?
And I found a video, so we had to get Granny Hulkster back on the air.
Oh! Hello, guys. I didn't realize I was on the air yet. I was actually just listening. I was live.
Hey, there's only one lady. There's only one lady who breathes into the phone like you do, Granny.
Oh, like I said, I didn't realize I was live and on the air, so I apologize, everybody.
It was Granny Hulkster and Sean Walton.
I just wanted to tell you guys really quick. I just wanted to tell you guys, I would have been on sooner, but I had to
be a
nice wife today and go get my husband after work because he's getting his truck worked on. He's getting a thing put on his pickup truck to haul so he can haul a trailer. So I was nice and took him to work this morning. I had to go get him after work. So I was doing the nice wifey thing, you know, because I love my husband very much. But what I was going to tell you guys, breaking news as of last night after TPW Radio, all the VIP tickets are gone for Back to School Bash.
Oh, my gosh.
Only a few general admission tickets, and they're going. And Colonel Tom Parker says they're going fast.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, all the VIP tickets are gone. I'm spreading the word. I'm live on location out here.
Yeah, that's right. Second row and front row. So for all you waiters and haters, the VIP tickets are gone.
Sorry. Back to the show.
Granny, you see what I have to put up with every day, Granny?
Huh?
I'm just trying to spread the word.
See what I have to put up with every day?
I know what you have to put up with, and, you know, God love you for it, my friend, you know, I mean.
The tickets are gone. I'm not going to tell you again.
Sorry.
we just got to love Clint Davis. Got to love him.
This makes for good radio, right?
Yeah, it does. It does make for good radio.
I'm not telling you again. Granny Hulkster is on the phone and said, the tickets are gone. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to, lady.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to beat some people down over here.
Oh, my.
General admission. That's it. Steven Seagal.
I'm having to fight these people off. They're trying to get TCW tickets for this weekend, and I'm not going to let it happen unless it's general admission. They're fighting for front row VIP, second row VIP. It's not happening.
Ain't going to happen.
Not going to happen. They're gone.
I said they're gone.
Jeez. They're arguing with me. She's about a half a mile away from me. She's standing across the track, the railroad track.
Oh, that's where you get your women at. Okay.
You damn right.
Now, Granny, tell us about this video with you and Sean Waltman.
Oh, my gosh. What?
What?
It was actually Chaz Cardington.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
Yes, what are you talking about, sir?
Come on, Squirrel, what are you talking about? I'm not aware of any video, okay?
All I know is there was a video on this particular adult website last night with you and Sean Waltman, 123 Kid, X-Pac, whatever you...
I don't know what website you're talking about, Squirrel.
The picture quality sucked. It looked superimposed, but, you know, hey. What do I know?
I say it wasn't on Facebook.
I assure you, and all your listeners out there, that was not me because I don't do anything like that.
I beg to differ.
Hey, Clint.
Yes.
I'm posting another picture on Facebook.
And here I thought you were my friend, Clint.
Hey, Granny Hulkster and I have had some marvelous times on Top Rope Productions.
Oh.
You are so bad, Clint Davis. You are bad. You are a bad boy.
Bad.
You are bad to the bone, my friend. You're bad to the bone.
Hey, I want you guys to know that on the day I was born, all the nurses gathered around.
The short time we've been on the air, I have had 10 people send me friend requests.
That's all.
Go look at the picture I just posted on Facebook, Clint. 911.
It better be a Granny Hulkster, or I'm going to be mad.
No, no. Sorry.
I said the tickets are gone, lady!
They're not leaving me alone.
You know I'm picking on you, Granny Hulkster. You know I got.
I know you are. I know you are because you guys love me. If you guys couldn't pick on me, I wouldn't think you didn't care.
Well, that's what I always tell people. If I don't pick on you, you think we were mad at you.
Well, that's right. You know, and I mean, and it's all good, clean fun, folks. I mean, you know, just because they harass me like they do, it's all clean fun. Trust me.
All right.
You are just so bad. You guys are really ornery today. Did you guys take your pills or something?
We did. I'm drinking a dry martini right now, to be honest.
I think Clint just saw the picture I reposted on Facebook.
No, I didn't. I didn't even go there. I was thinking about
the dry martini. Nurse.
No. I was thinking about what the head nurse told me. She said the head nurse spoke up. She said, please leave this one alone. She could tell right away.
He was bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
I'm going
to Facebook right now. Yeah, okay. I'm going. Greg Squirrel on the show or the Greg Squirrel page?
My personal page.
Granny Hulkster just announced all front row and VIP seats for TCW Saturday night are gone. Is that it?
No.
That was per Colonel Tom Parker last night.
Greg Squirrel, what are you posting here?
You scroll down, look at the picture.
Guess what day it is? Oh, my gosh. Who is that lady? Oh, that's the one in the Army.
Yes.
She is fine. Why can't I find a woman like that? I mean, I've got plenty of...
You're in Arkansas.
They're crazy. No, I'm not in Arkansas. I'm in Oklahoma.
You're in Oklahoma. That explains it.
Where the women flock like the salmon of Capistrano.
Like the cap on your espresso.
What?
Is that what you said?
I said the tickets are gone!
Oh, my God.
He's lost it.
These people
ladies
are not...
He has lost it today. I think he's had one too many dry martinis.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Portsmouth area, would you please call the top floor of Sparks Hospital and tell the white suits to go to Roland, Oklahoma?
All I need is a white jacket with straps on the back. If I get one of those, I'm okay.
Kinky.
Kinker. That's how it works. Yeah. What else do we have? Hey, D'Lo Brown has confirmed his TNA release. I don't know why he's like 2 weeks late. He appeared on VOC Nation, where he addressed his recent departure from TNA wrestling, whether a return is possible, WWE, continuing to wrestle, and more. He's talked about TNA's financial problems and roster cuts. He's talking about whether TNA went on the road too soon, a possible comeback to TNA, on whether he would entertain an offer from the WWE as a trainer. Here's what he said. Jobs don't grow on trees, and those jobs are based on a need basis. If that opportunity ever arises, I'll be ready for it, but in the meantime, I'll do the things that I can do to have control over. So, I mean, D'Lo is, I think he's struggling. What do you think? Back to you, Greg Squirrel.
I have no idea. D'Lo Brown, I don't think he stands a snowball chance in hell on getting back with WWE. I mean, yeah, he should try, but I just don't think WWE has anything for him right now.
They wish him the best in his future endeavors. Am I not right?
Yep. I mean, just seeing the current product in WWE, we talked about it yesterday. They're force-feeding us John Cena, Alberto Del Rio,
and all these
other idiots. Instead of utilizing their monsters, they're force-feeding us the idiots, and I'm tired of it.
Stop asking me for tickets! VIP is gone!
Sorry. I've got some news on the Cape Town event last night in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little news. The guy who attacked Randy Orton, this was a work, dude. The guy who attacked Randy Orton during last night's event at the Grand West Arena was local South African wrestler, the Blacksmith.
Really?
Many fans in the arena found the whole incident strange and suspicious.
I was thinking O'Reilly's, and O'Reilly's was down this way.
What the hell?
It's Granny Hulkster placing her grocery order.
No, I was talking to my husband, actually. I got to take him to the parts store to get a part for his truck, so I was talking to my husband. Sorry.
You need to put Papa Hulkster on the phone. Let's go.
Put Papa Hulkster on. Put him on. Come on. Put him on.
Oh, wait. They want to say hello to you, Grandpa Hulkster.
Grandpa Hulkster.
She can't drive and talk at the same time. She drove right by the parts store.
I was like, Heather O'Reilly.
And I always accuse her of that anyway.
Papa Hulkster, we love having you on.
So, yeah, she enjoys it, everything, so.
Well, that's good.
So.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you coming on, Papa Hulkster.
She handed me the phone, so here I am.
There's no tickets left!
They just put Grandpa Hulkster on the phone, so. I put Grandpa Hulkster on the phone.
So, yeah, we're trying to hook up, put a hitch on my truck, and find some water to put lights on it. So, you know how that is.
There you go. Got to get down to Fort Smith.
Better get on it.
Yeah.
Jump on it. Tonto, jump on it.
We're going to get there somewhere or another.
All right. Well, we better let you go so you can get on it.
Okay, he handed me the phone back.
That is a good man right there.
Yes, he is a good man. I'm very blessed.
He's probably giving her the stank eye.
It took me 23 plus years to find him. So.
Well, they make little collars you could put on them.
Tonto, jump on
jump
it.
Jump on it.
Jump on
jump
it.
On
jump
it. On jump
it.
On it. But anyway, you know, Granny, if it's taking you 24 years to find him, you need to get those little collars so the next time he gets away, you know where he goes.
Well, you know, like I said, when I was, you know, married for 2.5 years to my first husband, which that marriage did not work out. And I was divorced for 23 years, and then I met David. So you know what? And
damn,
good things come to those who wait.
I think I'll wait.
I've been waiting 12 years, and that little heifer hasn't came along yet.
Well, like I said, I'm blessed. So I'm blessed.
What are you saying, Clint?
No more tickets! Get out of my face!
Wow.
Oh, so, Clint. Poor Clint.
Mission only! General admission!
Sorry, these people are driving me crazy. I don't know what to say.
Is Granny going to have to come put them in a headlock or something? You know,
I think
I mean,
so. I think so. Put them in the Alabama crab dangle.
The what?
The what?
The Alabama crab dangle.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that particular move, so
well,
I can put him in a headlock, and maybe, you know, I don't think I could body slam him, because unless they were really tiny, I don't think I could pick him up without hurting myself, so I'd probably just put him in a headlock or something.
That's what she said.
So if they don't leave you alone, I'll just have to come put him in a headlock.
Freddie Holster said she's going to kill you! Leave me alone!
Oh my goodness.
Who can it be now? Wanting tickets.
That's good stuff. What else do we have in the news? The reason why Drew McIntyre is not on the WWE tour. Do you want to hear about that?
because he didn't want to hang out with the three-man band anymore?
No, 3MB is awesome. Drew McIntyre posted the following on Twitter explaining his absence from the WWE International Tour. He said, "Sorry, all, I'm not on the tour. At WWE and I are in the final stages of my green card process. Thanks
green
for asking
card.
To stay. Like, you like me. You really like me. Drew McIntyre, 731-13. Granny.
Wow.
Granny's yes. coughing. Oh, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing?
Amy says, Amy Beakley's in the chat room, and she says, you've lost your freaking mind.
No, Amy, what?
Who lost
Amy, mind? Amy Beakley is in the chat room, and she says, you've lost your mind.
She said, you lost your mind.
No, we knew that. That's nothing big. God. Tell me something we didn't already. Still waiting on Cassidy Gunneman to call in.
Cassidy, let's go. He's one of the most talented fighters we got around here. One of the best coaches. Tonto, jump on it.
I'm jumping on it, Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
Kimo Sabi.
Bucky Cole Medina.
What else is in the sports news today? NFL, it's coming up. Oh, I did have something I wanted to talk about. It almost slipped my mind. This is, I talked to my buddy, Marty Kell, president of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, today. He says the ring is en route. But he also wanted me to talk about the 6th annual Northwest Arkansas Open Martial Arts Competition being presented by Butcher's Martial Arts. It's going to be taking place at the Springdale Youth Center. And they don't have a date. Oh, August 24th is the date. Registration starts at 8, black belt meeting at 9:30, competition starts at 10. For more, there's going to be over 103 different divisions, 5 grand champions division, all kind of trophies and awards being handed out. For more information, if you're a martial artist and you want to compete at the Northwest Arkansas Open, you can call Matt Butcher at 236-3018, area code 479, or you can go by the Arkansas School of Martial Arts on North College behind Sonic and pick up an entry form there. And then there's also, this is something Clint might enjoy, there's going to be an Israeli combat shooting course.
I like that.
Taking place, level one is taking place August 18th from 9 till 3 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then there are going to be doing a level two Saturday the 17th, but I do not have the times for that one.
Boom.
And for more information on that, you can call Arkansas Martial Arts, and they will give you information on both of those events. I think I'm going to participate in that gun shooting stuff. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I got to give a shout-out to somebody.
Uh-oh.
Katie wants to give a shout-out to, this is kind of sad, her friend Talia Joy Castellano, who passed away 2 weeks ago.
Is that the young girl that went to school at Northside?
No, that is not. That's not the same one. No.
Oh, okay. My bad.
But yeah, that was also a, I believe it was a one car accident in that one as well.
Very sad.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Let me look up. Hang on.
Okay. While you're hanging on, we're still trying to track down Cassidy Gunneman. Once again, we got that big event at the Cherokee Casino in West Salem Springs, Oklahoma.
Yay, yay! No, Ariana Balsara was the one that was killed
The
Northside accident. Yeah, that was a different story.
Too many deaths. We're getting them all confused.
Man, we are. I mean, this is sad. You know, I mean, it's just so tragic. So tragic.
All right, I'm trying to track down more. I did see something about our good buddy Aaron Hernandez, but I can't seem to.
No.
Police are back at the lake. Okay.
Where
They're
is
searching. I think she logged off.
She
no,
did.
She's still here. No, she's still here.
Granny, hello.
Yes. Yes.
Hey. There she is.
Granny
Holster. I was just listening to you all talk.
They're calling general admission. Leave me alone, lady.
Is she still bugging you?
She is. There's like 50 of them.
Are they hot? Oh, no, never mind.
You know they are.
Let's see. Hey, L.A. Lakers have hired Kurt Rambis an assistant coach. Kurt Rambis.
Oh, Rick Moranis, the guy from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No, Kurt Rambis.
Granny Hawkster knows what I'm talking about.
The New Orleans Pelicans has signed rookie center Jeff Whitty.
Dig it. Ooh, yeah. Stop it to a Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah.
We have officially lost it. Florida Gator quarterback Jeff Driskel has had an emergency appendectomy.
What?
You heard me. JT Tilly says that Clint Davis is his favorite spoon partner. Oh.
I will kill him. You show me where that is.
Oh.
JT Tilly, what a guy.
What a guy.
I'm not going to say what a son of a bitch. I'm going to say what a guy.
Okay. You just
what a guy. Go
that.
JT Tilly.
What a guy. Let's see.
There's no tickets left. Only general admission. Jeez.
Don Mattingly's son has announced that he's going to play basketball.
What?
For Pat Knight.
And,
son of legendary basketball coach Bobby Knight. Pat Knight, who is the current head coach at Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas.
What?
Preston Mattingly going to be playing basketball.
Wow.
I'm going over That's sports. Me. You're still yelling at the neighbors. I'm covering.
There's only general admission. Jeez.
Sorry.
Poor Clint.
I know.
They don't get it. They don't get it at all. I'm out here selling tickets, and they don't understand.
Get off my back, lady!
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now extending applications for a new co-host of the Greg Searle Show.
I am defending the honor of TCW, Traditional Championship Wrestling.
There you go. Who just slapped? That was me. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm slapping it.
Gregory Squirrel shared NFL's photo. Meet Megan. Oh, my God.
I'm sharing more pictures on Facebook. So that's what
Wow.
Our friend Michelle says no matter how much Clint yells, they still won't get it.
Who said that? Where is that?
My friend Michelle says that no matter how often you yell, they're still not going to get it, that there's no
they
ticket
better.
Left.
They better.
Well, Pepe,
take your Valium, calm down, look at the picture of Candace McClellan that I just posted on Facebook, and be a happy camper.
Sometimes I aim to please, but mostly I just shoot to kill.
There you go.
Hey, I got a couple of birthdays.
Yes, speaking of birthdays, we've kind of been neglecting our birthdays the last couple of days.
Happy birthday to you. I got a birthday for Brian Shepherd, and I got a birthday for Katie. I can't pronounce her last name.
Well.
Okay. Two birthdays.
I got some birthdays here. We got Mr. Bob Newbold, 77 years old. Andrew Corey, 26 years old. One of my ring announcing buddies, Vince Bailey. He's out in the West Virginia, Carolina area. He's 50. Antoine Jackson. He has a birthday. A rather belated birthday, since I said we had been kind of slacking on our birthdays. Good friend of mine, ex-co-worker, Mr. Jake McBride, had a birthday yesterday. So, happy birthday, you sapsuckers.
Dope.
So, there we go.
There's no front row tickets left! No VIP!
Granny, should I mute him?
Yeah, you might have to. I don't know.
Just try and tell them.
I don't know.
They're just not listening to you, Clint.
They're not.
You
just need to make a big poster saying no more VIP tickets.
That's
just
right.
Okay.
Put it on your door or whatever. And
yes.
Yeah.
Let's see, where is it 104 at?
Who?
I don't know where that's at, but it's hot. Don't forget, Border Wars, August 3rd, Saturday night. For ticket information, 957-6445.
Yeah!
Let's see here.
Yeah!
Still trying to track down Cassidy. Uh-oh, where'd he go? Oh, there he is.
Is he on here?
Well, I'm working on him.
Uh-oh. That's what she said.
I'm still working on him. Let me check a switchboard. No, not there yet. Amy Beakley says, Clint needs Valium.
Wow, what?
And your stalker, Amy Beakley, says you need Valium.
Your stalker?
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm back.
Well. Ladies and gentlemen, the Greg Squirrel Show has been brought to you by
Dry Martini.
By Secrets Throat Lozenges. When you have to yell at the top of your lungs, you need Secrets.
Hey, Greg, has Scott Phoenix ever contacted you yet?
No, ma'am. No, he has not. How do you know? You hush. Go yell at the neighbors. Go yell at the neighbors.
Well, I saw a post that he put on, you know, about his different shows that he's going to be doing in the next, you know, few days and few weeks and stuff. And I saw your comment was, you know, hey, I'd like for you to come on my show sometime, you know. And I did send him a message, so, and he said that he would, you know, contact you guys, so.
Well, I'm sure
I told him that you and Clint were both friends of mine, and he said, we'll do, and, you know, so.
Fine. That's a liking cigarette of death. Clint hung up.
Clint hung up? Oh, my goodness.
Clint hung up.
Shame on him.
Wow.
Maybe his phone died.
Oh, I hope that's all it is. I hope we didn't run him off.
I hope we didn't either.
You may have to become the new co-host.
Well, yeah, that's a possibility, except I don't know a lot about MMA.
Oh, okay.
In case you're going to have to, you'll have to enlighten or educate me there, right? You know, that's one sport that Granny doesn't watch a lot of, so.
Where do they get tickets at, Granny? Why don't you tell them where they can get the general admission tickets?
Well, you know, I'm honestly not sure. Super Save Drug, Larry's Pizza. Of course, I believe they still have maybe some general admission on the website, maybe. But from what I understand, even general admission tickets are going very quickly. So
right.
I think they're anticipating this to actually be a sellout crowd Saturday night.
Awesome. That'll be good.
So, and last night on TCW Radio, they had Titan and Matt Hardy both on the show, and it was a very, very good show.
Well, I missed it.
Well, you'll just have to go back and listen to it in the archives. But
I'm
not sure, you know, not sure what TCW is going to do with Titan right now. You know, that's still kind of up in the air, you know. I mean, one of the questions that was asked to him last night, if he had any remorse for what he did hurting these wrestlers that he's injured, you know, and of course, you know, and then they mentioned his manager, Lily, of course, and he's, you know, so he asked Tom Simon, he says, oh, are you blaming Lily for my actions? You know, and Tom says, no, I'm not saying that, you know, so. So kind of
no,
up in the
blaming,
air, you know, what's going to happen with Titan. But, you know, Murdoch is going to be wrestling against Titan Saturday night at Back to School Bash.
No, we're not blaming her. We're blaming you, you big idiot.
So, but Titan wants his hands, I mean, or Murdoch wants his hands on Titan for what he's done to Michael Berry, especially at Clarksville last month.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't blame you.
There's a lot of people that want their hands on Titan right now.
We're trying to track down my buddy Clint Davis, who just kind of up and disappeared. I sent him a text, try to find out where he went to. You think he hates us now or something?
I don't know if he well, he would probably hate me more than he would hate you, so I don't know. He has to work with you every day.
And I'm
he
not
only
the
gets
fun
to talk to me. He only gets to talk to me once in a while.
Oh, okay.
So, Clint Davis, if you're listening out there, if I offended you, my friend, I'm very, very sorry.
All right.
Just trying to help. Just trying to help you guys out here. Trying to get you a good guest for your show.
Well, and we appreciate that, Granny Huckster. Huckster, Hulkster.
Huckster, Hulkster. He's kind of like Clint saying Granny Hogan.
I wonder why Clint disappeared on me like that.
I don't know. Maybe he had an emergency.
Could have been the neighbors.
Yeah, maybe the whole. I hope the neighbors didn't do anything drastically bad to him.
Well, yeah,
I will
he's
have to put them. I will have to go put them in a headlock then.
Well, there we go. Hopefully, either tomorrow or Saturday, or Saturday, either tomorrow or Friday, we may be able to get Tom Simon on one more time. Ring announcer for TCW.
That would be an awesome.
Give us any last minute juicy tidbits of what we think everybody can look forward to Saturday night. Once again, TCW at the Fort Smith Convention Center for all you professional wrestling fans. Tickets, according to them, you can still get tickets online, but any tickets at this point, any tickets bought online will be at the ticket office at the convention center. They will not mail them to you. So there you go. So what do you got, Granny Hulkster?
Well, I'm just sitting here at the parts store waiting for my husband to get the part for his truck that he needs. And so just hanging out, you know, not doing a whole lot. And so just finished up my posters today and ready for the big show Saturday. So I'm excited.
I'm kind of worried about Mr. Clint. I mean, that's unlike him.
I am too. I am too. I am too. I hope he is okay. I hope everything is okay with him.
Maybe I need to put that picture back up. Have you seen this man?
If he is found, please call.
Everybody's asking for Clint to come back. Clint, stop fighting with
Where
the neighbors.
Where are you, Clint?
I hope he's okay.
One minute he was there, and then the next minute he was gone.
Wow, I kind of feel lost without him.
I know you do.
It's funny how me and him just kind of hit it off, you know, and everything.
Yep.
Well, hopefully things will work out, and he'll be back with us sooner or later.
If not today, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, really. Don't forget, fans, we do have Bellator going to be on tonight. So make sure all you MMA fans check that out. And then we're just going to go ahead and head to the Hacienda. I appreciate you calling in, as always, Granny Hulkster.
You're very welcome. And I will probably not call in the rest of this week because I've got a lot of things to do to get ready for Saturday. But I will plan on calling in Monday afternoon if you'd like me to and kind of give a post-recap of what took place at Fort Smith.
Yes, please give us a recap of what takes place in Fort Smith, and we will see everybody. Right back here. Let's find some good music. Here, let's go. Let's just go home to this one. So we're going to bug on out of here. And everybody, Granny Hulkster, we appreciate you calling in, as always, for our wrestling fix. And we will talk to you on the recap Monday. Don't forget, folks, we'll be right back here tomorrow on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. So until then, see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Granny Hulkster.